The Final Play Podcast welcomes you to the following presentation of the NFL.
Preview part two, or if you like the NFC, this could be preview part one, whichever way that you want to consume.
You mightn't even listen to the AFC one. We'll soon know. We'll get the views through. We'll soon know. As Miles just said, we're talking all NFC teams. Or may as well go in the order and start into my favorite division for only one reason, and that's the NFC East. We'll go in alphabetical order, which I just realized is kind of pissed me off. Is now this team has just gone above the Cowboys technically in alphabetical order, and that's the Washington Commanders. The son of a bitch.
Well,
because the Commanders, they should have stayed football team. But anyway,
they should have totally been the Sentinels. But anyway,
the Sentinels. They should have been. Their biggest acquisition was Carson Wentz. I mean, that is their biggest. They got a couple of decent players, and they got Jahan Dotson, yes, in the draft. But Carson Wentz is what they wanted to go for and got.
Yeah, well, that's right. I guess he was on the discard pile from the Colts last year, as we discussed in the previous pod. So yeah, he was definitely on the outer. I still think he's got plenty to offer as long as he doesn't have, several limbs fall off or being broken, because he just gets pummeled, but he gets hurt and it's not good for him. And he missed time last year. He played hurt. It's crazy how much, made of glass that he is at the moment.
The thing is he, and I know fantasy points don't necessarily translate into wins, clearly, because they didn't make the playoffs. But he was wide receiver 14 last year, so he's not the worst quarterback in the entire NFL.
No, that's right. Picked
him up for two third rounders and a second round pick swap. So I don't know. They've still got Terry McLaurin there.
They're in a transitional period of quarterback there anyway. So look, they had Tyler right. Heinicke. Do you know what I mean? They needed to go out and get a quarterback, and they've got the guy that they think could quite possibly do the job. They've got good skill position.
I think if they have what are their win projections? 7.5. Ooh, that's what I've got here at least.
Yeah,
I'm 7.5. I don't know if they might do that, but I don't know. I kind of think that Ron Rivera could be the first coach to go this year.
Oh dear,
my tip this year.
I think the three good wide receivers there. Don't forget how good Curtis Samuel was before he was hurt all last year.
You are right, and you Jahan Dotson's there.
That's right. And Terry McLaurin is an out and out number one.
And they picked up Brian Robertson in the third round, running back.
He kind of ran into a little bit of a rough situation after a preseason. Oh. That's the most batshit crazy story. Like, that's insane.
I thought you were going to say he ran into bullets after a robbery.
I was almost going to go Bad Boys 2 and say, damn, you got shot in the ass.
Well, where did he? It doesn't matter.
He got shot in the leg.
Didn't want to give up his car and was shot. So they had to rely. They really were on the outs of Antonio Gibson in that whole preseason. Now they're going to have to rely on him at least for the first four to possible 6 weeks.
Because McKissick's not a heavy ball runner. He's a pass catcher. So yeah, that's. But look, offensively, I think they could be quite good.
I do.
When they get Chase Young, but Chase Young will be back at some point this season, probably later in the season, coming off that ACL tear. But yeah, I think offensively they could be quite good.
Yeah, no, I do. I just I don't see him getting above 7 wins. That's the only thing.
No, probably not. Probably not.
Next team is my Dallas Cowboys. They really lost a lot of players. I mean, we mentioned
Amari. Indeed, they did.
We mentioned the steal of Randy Gregory. They also lost Leo Collins to the Bengals. And Cedric Wilson, if you want to throw him in. They didn't really pick up a lot. The biggest acquisition, at least from my end, was 24th pick was in Tyler Smith, a future replacement for Tyron Smith. So.
Yeah. True. Yeah, let's not forget you probably got the best, one of the best linebackers getting around at the moment in Micah Parsons. So,
I agree. I'll tell you a little story. Like, I was literally looking at, I was looking at shirts. It's so hard to get Dallas Cowboys stuff, firstly.
How they're as a popular team as you can get.
That's what I'm getting at. It's so hard to get their stuff. No, but I'm saying, okay, sorry.
The best way to do it is do what I did and go on to Rebel Sport, their actual website. I went on there was tons of Saints gear.
But it's online only and it comes from Fanatics.com is
that's
where
right.
it's coming from.
That's right.
So, and that's where I went to look at a CD Lamb. And then once I saw 2 preseason games of Michael Parsons, I went, screw that. And now he hasn't been available. But that is the one. He is unbelievable. In that first year, I'm not going to put him in this name, but they are talking him well up there with another player that he'll never be like, but they're talking him up like Mr. LT. I'm not saying they're the same, but they are throwing his, not Cowboys, NFL experts are throwing him up there. So, and he's 21. He's going to be, I'm buying anything of his because he's going to be there a lot longer than CeeDee Lamb, you would think.
That's lofty expectations, but the way that he's gone already in his short career, it's not out of the realms of possibility.
They did obviously well last year, 12-5 record, one of their better wins, better win totals in the last few years. They kept Dan Quinn, who was really good for us last year.
He's a good defensive coordinator.
He's a really good defensive coordinator. I am still, even though they got 12-5 last year, I'm still scared. I kind of think they'll do under 10.5 personally. They could win this.
It's possible. They still haven't got Michael Gallup. Gallup that's still hurt at the moment.
Like Gallup's still hurt, and you technically, and if CeeDee Lamb smothered, you're relying on Noah Brown.
Exactly.
As well.
Or Dalton Schultz.
You're right. Or Dalton Schultz. So I'm a bit like they didn't really pick up a lot. They've got a great offensive line. Let's not,
No, exactly.
Healthy Tyron Smith. Yeah, and Zach Martin is unbelievable. So they're
don't go past the 40-year-old Jason Peters that they picked up too. Like, I don't know how you can be that age and still be an effective offensive at that position. Like, that seems insane to me.
Have you seen his size, too? I don't know how he's going to be able to move around. He's a massive human being.
Monster. Absolute monster.
I'm not saying fat. He's tall. He's just the mobility alone is going to be insane. It's not like they're a wait and see for me. I think they could win this division. I just don't know if they're going to win it by more than 10 games, personally.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not in on them for winning the division. I don't think they'll even come close.
I'll say that again. My heart says Dallas. My head says the next team, and that's the Philadelphia Eagles. My money's on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, my money also says Philadelphia.
I mean, for a lot of reasons, they have a very smart GM. Firstly, a very smart GM who he realized the Titans weren't going to pay AJ Brown, so they picked up AJ Brown. They didn't lose a lot either. They didn't lose.
Not really. Let's have a look at that.
They also I think their biggest pickup was that massive Georgia defensive tackle Jordan Davis.
Absolutely.
Apparently, he's a game changer. Apparently, and
they've made many, many good deals.
I forgot.
Yeah, so, look, oh, they picked
Reddick,
up. They
who
picked
was
up
brilliant for Cardinals last year.
Yeah, look, they picked up a serial pest from my New Orleans Saints in CJ Gardner Johnson as well. So. Yes, I think that's going to make their secondary, a little bit stronger. They brought back Fletcher Cox. So that's a good deal. And
signed,
they got rid of one of the biggest wide receiver draft busts that's been known to man, over the last couple of years, and, actually scored a seventh rounder for Jalen Reagor. So that's, like you said, he's smart GM.
They also re-signed our as an Australian left tackle Jordan Mailata.
John Mailata as well, yeah.
To a decent deal because he's the one protecting Jalen Hurts. I mean, and that's the key. If not so much Jordan, but if they're going to win or at least win this division, which I think they can, Jalen has to have a good season. And I think
I don't even think he needs to improve that much. He just needs a slight improvement now that he's got, a bona fide number one in AJ Brown. Devontae Smith sort of probably had a little bit of an underwhelming rookie season, I think, for the amount of hype I think that was surrounded by him. So I think if he can sort of slot in and be their solid number two. And if they can use his sort of speed on the outside, or maybe even use him in the slot, I think that could be very successful. It's more or less the same type of offense as what Baltimore runs. Baltimore runs a lot of quarterback heavy stuff, and Jalen Hurts is a poor man's Lamar Jackson, but. It's going to be the same sort of thing because it'll be running back by committee, but those running backs probably won't get a lot of work. Miles Sanders, and Boston Scott, the likes of that. I think a lot, your rushing leader on that team is Jalen Hurts.
I just, the reason I say there's still pressure on him is because, the Bucks exposed him in that first, round playoff loss.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
But I still think I don't mind him. So yeah, I mean I know my team's in this division, but I believe the Eagles can win division. I can't believe the hype event around them, and because the NFC is wide open, like the hype around them trying to make the Super Bowl is out there.
Oh yeah, no, it's outrageous. But it's that sort of business. So there's everybody can see the potential there. So all you can do with this part of the season is run with potential.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. That leaves the final team in the NFC East, and that is the New York Giants.
I mean, everything rests on Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, if he does what he really did in his only first season as a rookie, and he everybody keeps saying is that. He not so much has shown in the NFL so far, but they believe he's the purest, best running back to come out of college ever.
That's why they took him so high, wasn't he? Number two pick?
Number two pick. So they had a sneaky good, at least from my end, they had a sneaky good draft. They had the fifth and the seventh pick, and they pick up Kayvon Thibodeau, the edge rusher, and Evan Neal. Offensive tackle. So yeah.
Look, Thibodeau's not. I don't think he's. I'm pretty sure he's not ready yet. I think he's meant to be week two, maybe week three. So he's not quite ready to go. But yeah, he is a monster, and I think they needed improvement, I guess, in both of those areas, and they were two very smart picks.
But you're right. I mean, they didn't pick up Daniel Jones' fifth year option, so he's not going to be there next year. It'll be interesting.
Possibly not, unless he's going to have one unbelievable season.
I don't see it. But you're right.
I don't see it either. I still think Daniel Jones is going to Daniel Jones. So you'll see some good. I think you'll see some better with Saquon Barkley. I think you'll see some better stuff from him, but inevitably, I still think he's still gonna Daniel Jones himself in the foot. So they picked up Tyrod Taylor as a backup, so you know, a solid-ish backup there. Hopefully he doesn't have any more run-ins with rogue doctors like he did at the Chargers. So apparently he's looking at suing over that little incident.
He's suing the Chargers doctor $5 million for lung puncture, which he's still affected by. He has said he's still affected by it. So.
I think he's well within his rights to do that.
That doctor's also still on the roster for the Chargers. So if something happens to Justin Herbert, I would not be what Justin Herbert is saying. Don't you dare come near me.
No. If he had a pencil or a pen in his hand, I'd be like, get away. don't come near me. Don't come near me.
You're right. It'll come down. If Saquon fires, they might go okay this year.
They've got good expectations for him at 7.5 wins. I think that's a little rich, but you don't know.
I do personally. And Brian Daboll's supposed to be pretty well liked too, so we'll wait and see.
No, that's they had Joe Judge there. They had an absolute disaster.
Bill's really respected him.
Apparently, there was so much negativity that Joe Judge projected sort of behind the scenes and stuff like that, listening to like a morning show on ESPN radio. And like as soon as the signing of Daboll from Buffalo came out and said that he was going to the New York Giants, that it was almost instantaneous. Like the next week was just a serial slaying of Joe Judge. Like they were into him, just so much negativity. It was just along the lines of he's basically trying. He's a bit of a try-hard Bill Belichick, the way that he comes across. And it's like, dude, you're a nobody. You're a special teams coach. Like before this, like what gives you the right to treat the media like you did, and to treat these players like you did with so much negativity and stuff like that? It's like, get out of here.
Yeah, that's a bit.
And the funny thing is the Patriots welcomed him back.
Well, that's because Belichick likes him. So
yeah, he likes good soldiers.
Belichick likes him. Next one is the NFC North. The first team that I actually think will get the lowest record and is the Chicago Bears. I really believe.
I had a funny feeling it was going to be the Bears.
six and a half is ridiculous. I don't think they'll get more than four.
No, I wouldn't think so.
I don't mind Justin Fields, I guess, but they.
He is totally in the wrong situation there.
Correct. They lost Allen Robinson, which is fine. They weren't going to pay him. He had a terrible season that last year. They lost Khalil Mack.
Roquan Smith is going to honor his contract, but before mini camp and stuff like that, he was requesting a trade. He was holding out, requesting a trade, and then nothing ended up happening. So I could only assume that the Bears didn't get the offers that they would have wanted. So they've just sort of let that situation go stale a little bit, and then Roquan Smith sort of come out and said, "Oh, look, I will honor this contract." So, yeah, that's honorable in his defense. But it'll be interesting if they start the season, I don't know, 0-6 or 1-5, how honorable he'll be then.
Yeah, I'm not convinced. I think they're gonna have the worst record. I mean, everything about this team stinks, to be honest. I don't mind.
Very smelly.
I don't mind Darnell Mooney, but it's their only weapon. So yeah, I'm good.
They picked up former first rounder from last year. Was it last year? It's 2021. In Alex Leatherwood from Vegas to try and help.
God can.
The first rounder last year. Yeah, exactly.
The year before.
Another bust. Yeah,
that's
bust.
That's ridiculous.
A bust.
That's ridiculous.
They spent a little bit of money on Larry Ogunjobi from Cincinnati. So, are they trying in the right areas? Probably not. They still haven't given Fields anything to throw to. They could be a real disaster, and throw a bit of a spanner in the works too, because if they get a very high draft pick, not so much a spanner in the works, but they could leverage a very high draft pick to another team that wants a quarterback, because surely they're not going to give up on Justin Fields.
But wouldn't that be the question? If they get like a top three draft pick, which probably will,
I'd be shopping that around big time.
Or so you're saying they'd have to put their trust in Justin Fields, or do they draft one of these very high end CJ Stroud and
Justin? There's nothing wrong with Justin Fields. They either need to try and get something for him or try and protect him. It's crazy.
We don't know. That's what I'm getting at. We don't know what Justin Fields is going to be like yet. He hasn't proved it yet.
No. He's got. And I don't think he will. I don't think he will in a Bears uniform.
Interesting. All right. Next team is the 2022 Hard Knocks team, Detroit Lions. They were the I don't know if you watched any, but that.
Apparently the stars of the offseason, though.
Well, it's because of their coach, Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell made that show, Hard Knocks. The only reason I watched, because that guy is, firstly, probably could still play in the NFL. He's that big.
He's a monster.
Secondly, just the way he talks, like, everyone loves him. He's like, come on, man. He uses man in every, probably he uses the word man every third word. Sam turned up there in the fifth episode. He goes, "Good to see you, man. You're part of Michigan, man." It's just all he says. It was hilarious.
He epitomizes all that is man. So it's just there's so many man Campbell mannerisms that go around at the moment, like, you know, clawing you to death, and we'll scratch your kneecaps, and then, you know, we'll claw up, and then we'll scratch your elbows, and you know, it's like, oh man, he's got the motivational factor. That I'll give him that. If you can't get motivated to play for him, then there's something wrong with you.
They also mentioned this in the AFC, but their number two pick was Aiden Hutchinson, who's a Michigan born, Michigan played for Michigan in college, and now probably will play for Detroit, Michigan for the rest of his life.
Quite possibly.
I don't know if you've seen any early preseason games, but he has got a very quick step.
He looks like, I see
what happens to Trayvon Walker, but you know, this could have been the number one pick in my estimation.
I mean, he was the number one consensus pick for the longest time before that draft.
And Jamison Wilson, we mentioned as well. He picked him up from Alabama, the number 12, very, very, very fast wide receiver.
Yeah, that's right. The only thing will be is can Jared Goff get in the ball? So,
Well, and we probably shouldn't forget about Amon-Ra St. Brown, who had a very good back end.
Man, he had an unbelievable season last year. Well, so yeah, not a whole season, back end of last year.
Will they win this division? No. Will they surprise teams? Will they surprise teams? Yes. Yes, I do. I do think
that. Yeah, I think that they, yeah. Well, how many? What are they? What are they, how many wins did they get last year? Three,
six, seven. They got three.
Yeah.
And
so
I don't know if this is if this is Dan Campbell bias, but they're on 6.5 as over under.
Yeah, that may be a little high, but surely they'll get more than three wins. Like, yeah, that if they do what they can do defensively, I think that they'll worry some teams a little bit, like, and like we said, you know, some Dan Campbell mannerisms, the way that he's gone with Hard Knocks. So I guess all we can do is just see what's going to happen with Detroit. Look, you know, I guess a serial sort of cellar dweller. And yeah, just the way that they've gone about this year, I don't mind them making steps and sort of doing much better. Maybe not 6.5 wins better, but definitely doing a lot better than what they have over the last couple of seasons. That's resulted in them getting extremely high draft picks. So. I guess we'll wait and see.
Next team is, look, a team that I am, it's not a wait and see team. They have a very good team, but a team I just don't know what's going to happen with them. It's the Green Bay Packers.
I still think they can win the division because there's two really, really poor teams in this, in this division, and Minnesota. They've still got to prove it to me. So I will roll with Aaron Rodgers any day of the week. Got himself a nice big fat 4-year extension for, what was it, $200 million, $153 million guaranteed. So he's not going to be hurting anytime soon.
Who's he going to throw it to?
No, it's right, exactly. Exactly. That's Sammy Watkins.
That's my only issue. And or a fourth round.
What's
or a
the rookie?
Round.
Is it, just, that's Chris, my is only... it Christian Watson?
Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs.
So, he's got his boy Randall Cobb there. Come on.
That's who's his boy you keep raving about? Lazard.
Well, he's Lazard. He's not. Is he ready for week one? I didn't think he was.
Yeah. He's probably not, but that's apparently that's WR1. That's Devonta Adams' spot.
That's pretty sad, isn't it?
I mean, they're big. If Bakhtiari's back and healthy, then they'll be hard to
better
hard to beat.
No, that's well, I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers. He's one of them quarterbacks that will make you a star. So yeah, I think they did some good re-signings. Yeah, they re-signed Devondre Campbell, Preston Smith.
Yeah.
So, I don't understand why that organization don't like drafting good wide receivers. I don't get it. Or not so much good wide receivers. Why they don't use their first round picks on trying to get some sort of top tier talent at a skill position, because they're going to be. Surely they're going to be a very run-heavy offense this year, early on at least, and possibly the whole year.
Have to be. I mean, they've got the Aaron Jones and Monster, and then AJ Dillon, who could be an RB1 and on a few other teams, to be completely honest.
That's right.
And knows it. So, look, I didn't pick them to win this division, but I still believe that they'll be in the NFC playoffs. I just have a sneaky feeling, just based off the wide receiver or no one to throw to that they don't have, that I believe the next game Minnesota Vikings can win. Well, it'll still probably all come down to COVID-ridden Kirk Cousins, but we'll have to wait and see.
No, and that's why I'll run with Aaron Rodgers, in especially in this division, you know, any day of the week. Any day of the week I'll run with him. And Minnesota, to me, Minnesota's got it. They've got to prove it. Look, they've got, oh boy, they've got some weapons there that they can prove it to you, but they haven't been able to recently. And this is, how many years has Kirk Cousins been there now? So it's a put up or shut up for Minnesota.
I think so. And you know, you mentioned weapons like Justin Jefferson's trying to be WR in the entire NFL this year.
That's right.
The head coach for the Vikings was the person that got last year's WR1 to where he was, and that's Kevin O'Connell.
He was
the offensive coordinator for the Rams and set up all those schemes and even Jefferson in the offseason. He said, now I know what Cooper Kupp was always open. He just said the schemes he and the plays he puts there just makes Cooper Kupp open all the time. So
that's right.
I agree with you. It will depend. You know, I'm not going to say Kirk Cousins versus Rodgers because Rodgers always wins that. But if their whole team goes okay, I just think they can win the division. It'll be close.
Jeez, they ate up a lot of their salary cap with a Kirk Cousins one-year deal. They were $35 million.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. But then again, like a lot of other things, like who are they going to get? Personally, I don't know who they're
going to
get.
No, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
People aren't really sort of clamoring to get with the purple people eaters. But Za'Darius Smith, on the other hand, seemed to want to wear that purple jersey. I think he's a little bit scarred on how his contract negotiations went with Green Bay over the offseason and decided to give them a big FU and go to a division rival. So I think he's got a lot to prove. He signed what 3 years and 40 plus million. So he's I think he'll have a bit of a spring in his step at least two games this year.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think they're the clear top two. I could go 1-2 any which way. I've just picked slightly the Vikings to win, but we'll see.
Until somebody proves it to me, you've got to think that not so much Matt LaFleur, but Aaron Rodgers will figure things out unless he turns into an angry old man.
Next division, your division, the NFC South. Start an alphabetical, and that would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Boy, didn't they have some stuff go on this offseason as well? Jesus.
Tom Brady retired. Tom Brady back up to 40 days.
The 40-day retirement, but not retirement. And then, you know, Bruce Arians decides to go into the front office, and they hire Todd Bowles.
I don't mind that either.
They do the trade. Shaq Mason now goes to New England. They re-sign Carlton Davis, which is an awesome re-signing for them because I like what he does. You know, 3 years for $45 million is awesome. Chris Godwin got himself probably not the long-term contract that he was seeking, especially coming off the injury last year, but yeah. You know, $40 million guaranteed and 3 years for 60. So at least he got a little bit of his money, I guess, that he was trying to sort of, bargain for last year, but didn't quite work out then when he got hurt, funnily enough, against New Orleans. But look.
Also signed Keanu Neal, safety from the Cowboys, who's back in his natural position of safety, which he wasn't at. The Cowboys. So, I mean, really, you know, you really gloss.
They got Julio Jones.
And Russell Gage as well. So they've
got
enough weapons.
This is Chris Crazy.
Mike Evans, Mike Evans will be going into this ninth year of 8 years in a row, 1,000 yards every year.
1,000 yards, yeah.
We didn't gloss over it, just but with Tom Brady, he retired, then he unretired. He had this real weird 12-day absence from the team, which, you know, was sort of explained that he goes, you know, I'm 45, family sort of, you know, they need to do stuff, and, you know, I'm not 20 like all these other guys. If I didn't have a 12-day break,
I think he basically said shit happened. So
we didn't say family, but it was. A lot of people were thinking they had this planned trip, and then, you know, he said he was going back. He said, "Well, if you're going back, we're on this trip." So I don't know. their over/under is 11.5.
I think that might be a little bit rich. Look, their glaring, you know, hole in their team at the moment is offensive line. They lost their center Ryan Jensen. Yes. He's pretty much done for the full season. So they're going to have to go with a new, you know, center quarterback pairing. No Marpet, no Alex Kappa. If that sort of makeshift offensive line cannot protect an immobile Tom Brady, then I don't give a shit who they've got there, whether it's Mike Evans. They could have the greatest wide receiver. They could have Justin Jefferson there. They could have Jamar Chase. It won't matter. Because if they can't protect him, then I think Tom Brady's going to get hit this year. He's going to get hit this year.
Yes. And that's to me,
and that's not good.
Again, we say this every year, but I don't see him playing past this year.
If he gets slightly bashed around, I think this year, then he might fall. Like you can't doubt anything that the man does. He succeeds in everything. Do you know what I mean? Like I think this. There's got to be a fall off the cliff moment soon, and if he's not protected up front, he's not rushing for, he's not Jalen Hurts, do you know what I mean? He's not mobile at all.
He's got the $30 million a year Fox deal where he doesn't have to get bashed as well, that he can go to at any time. So
yeah, it's like it's more than that. It's like $350 million for 10 years. That he can walk straight into.
I said 35 mil. I thought it was 30. Mike,
I'm pretty sure it's 350.
35 mil for talking and not getting bashed, you know.
Not bad.
I'll be doing it.
Not bad.
I still think I believe they'll win this division, personally.
They should still win the division because the teams that are underneath them are definitely like below them in talent, but. I think this could be a bit of a gritty division. You know, you've got a couple of new quarterbacks.
Oh, they'd be gritty.
A couple of new starters in this division that'll want to prove themselves. But yeah, Tampa's clearly the best team
in the division.
Sorry.
Yeah, there could be a very surprise packet in this division.
Oh, I mean, I think so. But they clearly got the most talent in this division, and they're the best team.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But if something happens to Brady, you don't want it to happen. You don't want to see it happen. But I'm really, really worried about what that O-line is going to produce for him and what he looks like if he has to scramble. I don't know. Like, he's not going to be able to scramble. So there's going to be a little bit extra wear and tear on that body this year.
The next team is the Atlanta Falcons. Look, no Matt Ryan, so Marcus Mariota is their starting QB now.
Picked him up rather cheaply too, like 2 years for under $20 million. So
they did, and not a lot of, like, you know, not a huge amount of key acquisitions, so to speak. I mean, their biggest acquisitions, at least for me, were in the draft. Drake London, we mentioned, at number 8, and Desmond Ridder in the 3rd round, who could be the de facto starting quarterback there, depending what happens.
You're right, long term. I still think Marcus Mariota's got, he's got things to prove in this league as well. He was a high draft pick. Was he the number 2 pick behind Jameis Winston? Was it 15 or 16 when those guys were drafted? So, they've been around for a while, but I think that's a really good sort of stopgap quarterback you know, in a transitional, you know, sort of period for them after Matt Ryan going, and really all they got was him for was a third rounder. So the only story really for Atlanta is the suspension of Calvin Ridley.
Yes. Yeah.
Which pairs in comparison to he gets a full year suspended for, you know, putting on bets, and Deshaun Watson gets 11 games for the indiscretions that he had, which I think, are very, very few and far, you know, very far between, you know, in discrepancy of the severity of those things. But obviously the NFL decided to come down very hard on Calvin Ridley to, as they say, protect the shield. But I think a full year suspension is quite ridiculous for Calvin Ridley.
I agree. I think the suspension, well, the length of the suspension is ridiculous, but it's hard, purely hard to only, and I'm not defending either of them, but it's hard to compare is on the basis of Calvin Ridley dead and did what he did. Deshaun's alleged. It hasn't actually
completed. Oh, no, it's all alleged, but
I agree.
You know, the evidence is pretty damning.
I agree.
The NFL still suspended him, so that you don't suspend him at all if you think that he doesn't or he hasn't done some of those things that he's been accused of doing.
I agree. Well, they did say.
If he's innocent, then he doesn't get 11 games.
Well, he's still bringing the game into disrepute, is what they're sort of saying.
Yeah, but it's all allegations. If none of these are true, then it'd be like, hey, I'm an innocent man.
The funny thing is, they had an independent.
Didn't he come out in a press conference and he was just totally oblivious to what he had done, but he essentially apologized, though. And it's like, why do you need to apologize if you haven't done anything wrong?
I mean, we don't need to delve into, but the one bit I found was funny was they had an independent lady that's part of the NFL that did the whole investigation for the NFL, and she only recommended 6 games.
Six games, Goodell,
and that stepped it up to 11 games to make
him that's right.
Like a saint. So, their win total's 4.5. That's my second team to have the worst record in the NFL personally.
Quite possibly, with
Houston. They've also got a wide.
I'd actually go over on that. I think they could win 5 games.
Well, they also have wide receiver Kyle Pitts. I mean, sorry, tight end Kyle Pitts.
We're not sure what he is yet. But look, when you've got can Drake London produce? Because he's going to have to produce in his rookie year.
Man, he's a big body wide receiver. Yeah, I really think he can personally. Next team is the Carolina Panthers. I mean, look, they picked up Baker Mayfield very, 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 very late in the offseason from the Browns.
And look, he's gonna slot straight into that starting role at Carolina. Sam Darnold, not so much is on the outer, but I think he rolled his ankle versus the Bills in a preseason game, so I think he's at least 4 weeks out. So Baker's bought, you know, not so much Baker's bought himself, but you know, the team's bought themselves 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks, to throw Mayfield out there to see what he can produce.
Look, he could have the FU in him and just say, yeah, no, I can produce, and he was a number one pick too, so.
No, that's right. And, you know, isn't it funny that their opening game is against the Cleveland Browns?
I think they have – if he gets chemistry, I think they have enough connections and weapons on that offensive. One, Christian McCaffrey, obviously, as long as he's healthy. And DJ Moore, who doesn't get talked about a lot, but is a very competent wide receiver.
Look, he got himself an extension this offseason for $60 million. So – you know, they're believing in him, and all of it, every single last word that comes out of my mouth with any hope for the Carolina Panthers goes through Christian McCaffrey. And he had an injury scare in the preseason, so it's like, oh my god, like it's just he's just one of them. He's you know top five running back, probably one of the best dual threat pass catching running backs in the league right now. So
their win total is 6.5.
I don't think they're going to get that. I believe in Atlanta more than in Carolina.
No, I'm the other way. I believe in the Panthers or weapons only more than the Falcons because they're at least their offensive line's decent as well.
It's weapon singular. Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey will carry them to 6 or 7 wins.
All I'm saying, and I'm not saying it might be this team, but there has to be one team in this wide, wide open tire fire of NFC that has to, like, shock everybody. Like what the Bengals did last year. I'm not saying the Super Bowl.
It's not going to be this team.
No one experienced the Bengals. No, but what I'm saying is, well, yeah, maybe not. But what I'm saying, there has to be one team that's going to make that seventh position that no one's ever going to go, how the hell did that happen? Has to be.
But it's not going to be the Carolina Panthers.
It could be the next team we're about to talk about, and that could be the 17, and that is your New Orleans Saints.
They've got a lot more potential than what the Panthers do anyway.
I agree.
Look, Jameis has got to be healthy, and this is a major prove it. Yeah, prove it situation for him. The Saints have given him 2 years, $28 million, $21 million guaranteed. Go out there, win us some games. Michael Thomas, all signs are pointing to that he will play week one, which will be a gigantic.
Also prove it.
Oh, big, yeah. Look, but just, like I'm said, not, I don't said, think prove it. It's like, can you be anything like you were 2 years ago when you had 149 receptions?
Well, yeah, I just think, so who has more to prove, Winston or Michael Thomas?
No, oh, Winston, for sure. 149. I think it's Winston.
Possibly.
Look, and they've got Andy Dalton as a backup. They've got Andy Dalton as a backup. So it's not as if as there's a huge drop-off, you know, in not so much in talent, but there's not that much of a huge drop-off in a backup, rather, that they didn't have last year because they tried Taysom Hill last year, didn't really work. Ian Book was not very good. That's why he's not on the team anymore. look, they picked up the Honey Badger defensively. Paid him for 3 years. They had to try and make some adjustments in the secondary. They picked up Sorensen from Kansas City. They picked up Marcus May. So yeah. They're trying to beef up.
Well, he just filled the departure of Marcus Williams. So,
no, yeah, that's right.
Filled the void of Marcus Williams. But yeah. I probably also wouldn't sneeze at other wide receivers that they one picked up in Jarvis Landry and two drafted in Chris Olave.
No, that's right. And look, they've got a pretty damn good offensive line as well. So I think it's the same. Yeah, same kind of situation with a few other quarterbacks that are around the league at the moment. It's like Tua, we're going to give you protection up front. Don't throw interceptions, and we're going to give you, we've given you a former, possible number one receiver in the league. Jarvis Landry is really good in the slot. He was really good in the slot for Cleveland. I think he's a really good, solid pickup and untapped potential in Chris Olave.
I like Jarvis Landry and Chris Olave. Well, wasn't drafted number 11 for no reason. Really rate him very highly. Their win total's 8.5. What do you think?
I think that's about right. 8 or 9 wins. For them will be quite sufficient. Probably not playoff material like they weren't last year. They probably should have made the playoffs last year if they didn't have that horrendous loss to the New York Giants in the Superdome. But look, I think they can still have a solid year and for me, Michael Thomas is absolutely the X factor on this team. If they can get any sort of resemblance of what he was formerly, and if he's going to have a little bit of fire in the belly as well, that he's essentially missed the best part of the last 2 years. And I guarantee you that most of the league, not so much the players in the league, but the media sure as hell forgotten about Michael Thomas and how damn good he was. And I'd really like to see, like you said, it's to me, I think it's more of a prove it year for Jameis Winston. But yeah, don't underestimate what Michael Thomas could do. And we've never seen Michael Thomas with a quarterback who can sling it like Jameis Winston.
Yes.
Because unfortunately, yes, he played his career with the most, you know, one of the most accurate quarterbacks in Drew Brees. But let's face it, towards the end of it, he had a bit of a noodle arm.
We also have to take into account at least your most pivotal player, and if he doesn't hopefully get suspended in this season, that's Alvin Kamara.
As Alvin Kamara, that's right.
What happened in was the
it was in Vegas?
Well, no, it's not. Yeah, in Vegas. Yeah, so it looks like it's going to get pushed to next year. So that
I think so. Yeah,
okay, but.
And also, change of coach as well. Like, let's not forget Sean Payton's gone. Dennis Allen, who was the defensive coordinator last year, has stepped up. He'll still probably continue to call defensive plays. And the offensive coordinator, Pete Carmichael, who's been there for a while too, will be calling the shots offensively. So I think it's going to be a big adjustment offensively as well, because, you know, everybody has raved about innovation when it comes to Sean Payton. So it'll see how they sort of use the gadget man of Taysom Hill. What can they do with Alvin Kamara? Like, yeah, it's a very tricky puzzle to put together in New Orleans. That's why I think that, yeah, there might be, yeah, around that 8, maybe 9 win.
Well, I think they're my sneaky getting that last 7th wildcard spot in the NFC.
They should have had that. I think they should have had it last year. They were out of it by 1 win. They shouldn't have lost to the Giants in the Superdome last year, which to me essentially cost them the playoffs last year. So as long as they don't, I guess, have any of those disaster losses this year, and if they can get good, quick chemistry between Winston and Michael Thomas, then that could be a scary. And the thing is, too, if with somebody like Winston who can sling it, what can he do with Chris Olave?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Because if he's a deep ball threat, then that will open up everything for the likes of Alvin Kamara, who can get nice little dinky dunk passes and things like that. So that could really open up the field for them, and that's something that they haven't had for quite a while.
And they also have to watch out. Like Taron Armstead was a big loss, too.
Oh, big! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Look, they drafted what's his name, Trevor Penning.
Yeah.
So he's apparently got a big reputation. He was quite. Quite the disturbance throughout minicamp. Got booted out of practice on multiple occasions for being just roid rage, way too aggressive. So whether or not that's a good thing or a bad thing. But I guess he's just out there trying to prove that he's not going to get pushed around as a rookie. So I don't actually mind that.
I agree with you as well. I don't mind it as well. So the last division in the NFC is the NFC West, and we'll start off with the San Francisco 49ers.
Team in transition. They want to forget about Jimmy Garoppolo. They want to put all their eggs in the Trey Lance basket, and the deal was restructured for Jimmy G. Look, they tried to find trade partners for him. I guess they couldn't get the kind of compensation that they were looking for. They restructured his deal. So, I think there's a lot to talk about just with those two right there.
Okay, so I agree. I mean, they spent 3 first-round picks to get Trey Lance at number 3. So they
who, mind you, has thrown around about 400 passes in actual games since he was in high school.
Correct. So they must see some. Well, Shanahan, my God, yeah, must see something in him. They kept Jimmy G, which I like.
Insurance policy.
Yeah, correct. That's the transition bit. I don't think this.
Jimmy G's 31-14 as a starter with that team. So not as if he's bad.
I don't think this team is a transition team, except for the quarterback, Trey Lance. This team is built as a win now team, and is a very.
Then why not go with Jimmy G? If you're built for win now.
Well, like, how are they not built for win now? They've got Debo off a great season. They've got an aging George Kittle. They've got Trent Williams, who's not getting any younger, and who's the best left tackle the entire NFL. Their defense is stacked. They were nearly in the NFC Championship match, so they have built to win now. And who got them there? Jimmy G. You have to put.
They're so keen to use their new toy.
You invested in it. You kind of had to.
I think it's just impatience. That's all.
Well, it's possible. It's possible. I mean, it's a win now team. But well, you just said it perfectly. About how many passes he's done? I have to wait and see what happens to how this team will be. I mean, they're in the NFL.com. They're currently, and this is the thing that blows my mind. The NFL.com, the power rankings, at before the season started, they're power ranked number 3. Which is...
As a total or just defensively?
No, total. Power ranking.
That's insane.
Teams.
That's insane.
That is where they're power ranked number 3. And that, I do not get that on...
That
on
is
the,
insane.
Trey Lance. The Bills and the Rams are 1 and 2. I do not get why they're number 3 at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, no, that's... But look, they've got an extremely menacing defense.
I love this
defense.
Team. I love this team, and I love Kyle Shanahan.
They're not even top 10.
Sorry?
They're not even... For me, they're not even a top 10 team.
I think top 15. Where they hover around. No, I think they hover around the 10 to 12. I just think Shanahan is a brilliant coach, and one of the biggest reasons they got to where they were last year. So, yeah, you're right. They want to play with a new toy, and it's just a wait and see. I mean,
yeah, that's right.
They're in a
but he hasn't really proved much. No. Even in the few starts that he had last year, they weren't very good.
No, I agree. I don't know. I'm a wait and see with them.
It's impatience. Like you said, they know that they've got the win it now. They've taken the gamble in. Doing what they've done with saying absolutely Trey Lance is going to be our number one. Oh, hang on a minute. Just in case, we'll just restructure Jimmy G's contract.
He has a non-trade clause.
Yeah, that's right.
That
so yeah, that all that does is just give Garoppolo the leverage. Well, not so much that, but he can then decide where he wants to go and say yes, I will waive my no trade clause. Clause in the contract to go here. So they don't just go, oh, well, you know, Detroit is looking like they're going to give us a pretty good deal so you can piss off and go there, which would be a bit rough. Considering what he's done for them since he's been there. And all he's done there is win.
You're right. All he has done is win. And we'll probably be
31-14.
Right. Okay, I'll put it this way. Do you honestly believe he'll be there by the end of the year, even after restructure?
No.
Okay.
Someone out there will have a quarterback disaster or an injury.
Wow.
And that's going to be the first team. That's the first team's door that they'll be knocking on is San Francisco, because he's probably the most, the most competent of the backups that's out there.
I think they keep him as they've got the insurance policy there because they don't know what they have in Trey Lance. That's my opinion.
That's possible, but you don't know what they could get in return for him. Like, you know, with teams,
this is true.
If a team loses a quarterback throughout the season, desperation then becomes a factor.
You get at least a second rounder for him. Yeah, true. Arizona Cardinals.
I mean, oh boy, there's
had a great 11-6 win record last year. Re-signed Kyler Murray eventually to a contract that has in there a clause there where he's not allowed to play video games. I just can't believe that's in there.
And they also had a clause in there that he had to watch 4 hours of extra film a week, but then they took it out. So there's clear questions on his commitment right there.
But that's what scares me of this team. If that is they've re-signed him and that they are worried about his not commitment to the team because I think he's committed, but meant to be a quarterback. Then why sign up to so much money? And I think this will be, except for what happened with the Seattle Seahawks, I would have, if they kept Russell Wilson, I would have put this team last in this division.
Yeah.
Up until Russell Wilson, because I'm so scared of what Kyler Murray. Yeah. Why do they, what are they so worried about with Kyler Murray? They had to re-sign him.
Have a look.
I understand that.
Have a look how unbelievable they were last year. They were 7-0 to start the season.
Yeah.
And then they turned into a big steamy pile of crap at the end of the year.
The year before as well. They've also don't have DeAndre Hopkins for the first six games. They've got Kyler's boy Marquise Brown, which we mentioned in the AFC pod. They've got. I've always been a big James Conner fan. I know he's 26, yeah. But he's a decent running back.
So no, big time. Like to me, the people will say that he surprised a lot of people last year. He didn't surprise me at all. That's what he is.
He was.
I couldn't believe he was on the discard heap from the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's crazy to me.
They drafted him 12th, which is
look.
Why
He had some health issues, but
that's right.
They just threw him away like a piece of garbage.
No, I agree. That's exactly right. I'm still skeptical on this team.
I honestly do not know what to expect from them. I hope that Kyler Murray has got a little bit of a rocket up his ass this year now that he has been paid.
Yep.
That he finally got the money. Yeah, there was all the BS during the off season where he took all the Cardinal stuff down from his Twitter and Instagram. Looked like he was having a bit of a boo-hoo that way. It's like, oh, for God's sakes.
That's how they negotiate contracts now, just by unfollowing their team.
No, yeah, exactly, clearly. Exactly. But prove it to me now. Prove it to me.
No, I agree. Their win total's 9.5. I'm very skeptical that they might get 10 wins.
Oof, I'm not sure about
that. I think a 9-8 team. I think they're good enough to be a 9-8 team, but that's probably it personally.
That'll be a struggle.
Next team are the NFL current NFL Super Bowl champion. Los Angeles Rams. I mean, you know, what do you say? I mean, they've got Cooper Kupp. They lost key departures. It's hard to say. I wouldn't say Robert Woods was a key departure because he had that ACL tear towards the end of his career and didn't even play last year. And they technically lost Odell Beckham as well. So they didn't re-sign Odell Beckham. They lost their...
Who, funnily enough, still hasn't been signed by anybody, so...
They lost their... who may be a bit of loss than they think. Andrew Whitworth. They didn't lose him. He retired.
No, he retired, yeah.
But he still proved it last year.
No, absolutely.
And we mentioned Von Miller, in the AFC.
I think that's a big loss too, you know.
Yeah, but... This one that they signed, I've always been a big fan of this guy, and that's Bobby Wagner from the Seahawks.
Bobby Wagner.
He is... That's a great signing.
It's a good pickup.
Really good signing.
It's a very good pickup.
And they obviously then... A lot of this was bringing back the old guys as in like the same team and re-signing them. So obviously re-upped Cooper Kupp. And really re-upped Aaron Donald, which
Aaron Donald,
yeah, no choice.
Oh yeah, they had no choice. I don't think they had a choice with either one of those two. Cooper Kupp, essentially, you know, the NFL triple crown. Aaron Donald is Aaron Donald. So yeah, he's the number one, number two defensive player in the league. But he's an all time great.
They're talking
defensive player,
exactly.
So.
My biggest concern, I don't know about Super Bowl hangover because I really like Sean McVay. I like their coach. My biggest concern is their running back room in Cam Akers and Darrell Henderson. As in
Cam Akers, I don't care what anybody says, he 100% come back way too early last year.
Yeah, and
that could be a detriment. That could be a detriment to his future.
It could be. I think it's a detriment to his future. And Darrell Henderson, is serviceable, but the same thing is never healthy enough. So
he was a little bit healthier last year, but he's a more like damaging runner than anything else. Like he's a brick with eye, you know, with arms and legs. So I think that's why they sort of like Cam Akers, because he's a bit better, you know, a bit better in the pass catch and things like that. A bit more, you know, a bit more two dimensional compared to what Daryl Henderson is. But running back is definitely going to be a point of concern, at least in the early stage. And also, look, Matthew Stafford's another year older. He got himself a nice big fat pay rise.
Had
4 years, 160 million. But he's had this elbow issue.
And he had the surgery on it. So
I don't know if they're trying to disguise it or not.
Well, it's possible. I still think they'll win this division. I wouldn't say it's going to be easy, but I still think they'll win this division. Their win projection's 10.5.
And that's probably about right. They'll probably be 10 or 11 team. I don't think they'll run away with the division.
No, I don't think so. But it's funny. I don't think so, but we also just the first two teams we talked about we're completely skeptical of, and the 49ers and the Cardinals.
No, that's right.
Next team coming up is super skeptical for obvious reasons. So they might want to run away with it, but that means if they don't run away with it, we think a lot of these teams are going to have good as records as they had last year.
I don't think it was the division
last year. It was the division of the NFL last year. So it's obviously swapped around now, but I still think they'll win the division pretty comfortably because
I think I think so. But you think it'd be a one or two, or you know, two maybe three game gap between them. But you know, same sort of thing when it comes to the divisionary rivals. You can throw all form lines out the window.
Final team to preview, and that is the Seattle Seahawks, who traded their nine-time Pro Bowl quarterback to the Broncos, Russell Wilson. Again, we just mentioned him before, but that was one loss. But the Bobby Wagner loss, which I didn't get to re-sign, it, to me is huge. You know, the dude had the last 10 years. He did 100 plus tackle years every year for the last 10 years.
Yeah, no, solid.
So, Chris Carson retired for neck injury, and then we mentioned Gerald Everett before. What did they pick up? Obviously, they picked up Drew Lock and Noah Fant from the Broncos. But
Shelby Harris as well. Two firsts, yeah, two seconds, yeah, a fifth.
So, five and a half wins.
DK re-upped for 3 years for $72 million. So, they kept Quandre Diggs there as well for them defensively. So that'll sort of help them out. But they are going to struggle if their quarterback room is Drew Lock, Geno Smith.
I've no doubt that they'll struggle because their quarterback room is Geno Smith, and Drew Lock.
It looks like Geno's beat out Drew Lock for the starting job. So if you've got DK Metcalf or Tyler Lockett in your fantasy team, then I wouldn't be expecting a whole lot from them this year.
Are they a sneaky top three, top four pick for one of these quarterbacks this year?
Probably.
Yeah.
Win projection's only 5.5, and I don't even know where the hell they're going to scrounge 5 wins from.
See, they could be an interesting. You mentioned the Bears in the AFC one, but if the Bears could use, if the Bears have the worst record or one of the worst record, I could see. This is how I sort of see personally. I've got the Bears at one. Toss up, but I still think the Falcons will be two. Possibly three, and then the Seahawks in there as well. So
yeah, I think the Seahawks are definitely going to be down the bottom there.
So what I'm saying is that could be a trade chip for if the Bears have the worst record. They said, well, you know, come on, Seattle, you need a quarterback. Come try to get this number one. We'll go back to number three and something else. So
no, they could even drop further than that.
They could get Tottenham. they could get a Tyler Lockett and a three for that number one pick.
Yeah, possibly. But you don't. Then again, you don't want to mortgage the farm and give away everything that will make your new quarterback good. You don't want to give all that away. So yeah, so I mean, you want to try and minimize the damage that you give up to a minimum.
Good point. So that's all the divisions. As we did, we'll run through who we think will win the divisions, like we did with the AFC one. NFC East, I think we both sort of said it anyway.
Yeah, Philadelphia, and I think Philly will do it in a canter.
I don't know about that. You didn't have to say that. I think they're going to be by canter. Jesus Christ. I think they'll win, but by canter, maybe not.
Yeah, no disrespect for the Cowboys, which means copious amounts of disrespect.
I feel dejected. NFC North.
You should.
Well, I should. Thank you. You wait till I get to your team. The NFC North.
I don't have expectations.
No, good point. I told you this, and I've put this in a bet. I honestly believe the Vikings can win the division.
They can win the division.
You like the Packers.
But I still think, yeah, it's prove it to me, and yeah, it's still Green Bay. It's still Green Bay's division, I think.
The NFC South?
Tampa.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to slag on the Saints because Tampa's... No one's going to come close to Tampa, really.
No, I wouldn't think so. Unless the unthinkable happens.
And then the NFC West?
No, it's the Rams.
It has to be the Rams, but it's going to be close. It's not as massive division like we thought it was going to be last year. Personally,
no, I don't think so. I think the AFC West is the best division in football. But yeah, I think like you said, purely based on the fact that the Seahawks lost Russell Wilson, which basically lost 99.95% of their hope for the year.
So I'll spring this on you just to finish up because this is the division that to me is just completely out there. So there's seven teams that'll make the NFC playoffs, right? Both things. So we'll say Eagles. I'll keep with Packers. We'll say Bucks, and we'll say Rams. So there's four teams, right? Who are the other three teams? I think the Vikings. So there's five.
Yeah, Minnesota. There's five. I still think San Francisco. I think San Francisco can be better than what Arizona is. That's six.
Is it going to be someone that's no one is expecting, like the Saints?
I still think Arizona would have a better chance of making it than New Orleans, potential-wise, anyway.
I just think that seventh position could be wide open. I think the top six is sort of what we're both on the right track. I just think the seventh could be completely wide open. Personally.
Well, like you said, with the AFC West. The NFC West could have three teams in there as well.
NFC East could have three teams. No,
I don't think that's happened. So.
No, of course that's not going to happen.
Who are you thinking? The Washington Commanders.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's the worst name ever.
It could be worse. It was worse.
And might as well finish off Super Bowl prediction. Teams, not who's going to win, just teams.
Two teams to make the Super Bowl. Look, if all goes well on the West Coast of Florida, then you still got to take Tampa at making the Super Bowl. But yeah, like I said, everything still depends on that offensive line. But yeah, if all goes well. They can absolutely represent the NFC, but it could either be them. The two best teams are them and the Rams. So it could be either one of them.
And I'd say just because of how well they drafted, who they've picked up, and you know, have always had a decent team, you'd have to kind of throw the Eagles in there, at least sniffing around.
There's absolutely the potential there, but they'll be I don't think it'll be the prove it time throughout the regular season. I think they'll do pretty well throughout the regular season. It'll be prove it to me in the playoffs. When there's when all the chips are on the table, prove it to me then. Even just get me one, just give me one playoff win. Show me that you can get one playoff win, you know, when the stakes are do or die. So, but yeah, they're definitely a major wild card when it comes to a Super Bowl prediction. But yeah, like I said, I still think they'll run through the division fairly easily. What for you then out of the NFC?
I still slightly think the Rams.
Yeah.
But I mean, it depends it has to be the Bucks. Has to be the Bucks. Yeah. I think a lot more
has to go their way this year than previous years. Just like I said, just purely because of that offensive line. But Tom's still got plenty of weapons at his disposal. So, you know, if he's protected, then he will cut anyone to ribbons.
And the AFC.
Look, the hype is there all around Buffalo. I don't know, man. I still think Kansas City to make the Super Bowl.
If those two teams face each other
again,
but this time in the AFC Championship, that could just be a hugely holy crap game.
Yeah. It was a holy crap game last year. It just wasn't in the round that everybody wanted it in.
And probably should have been the Super Bowl game, but that's, you know, it could be this year. Technically, it'd be the Super Bowl game. It's never going to happen, but, you know,
that's just the way that the divisions work and everything like that. But it's just the way that they were paired up last year. It happened to be a divisional game for them in the playoffs last year, and that's just like, I don't know, someone's got to lose. So, you know, boo hoo. Like, if it's not in the AFC Championship game, then that's just. It is what it is. Like, it's, you know, everybody whinging about it last year about, oh, this should be the NFC Championship game. So, well, it's not. So get over it.
Yeah. No, I agree. Well, that's it for our NFC preview of the 2022-2023 season. I guess, as always, I haven't done this for a while, so I'll see if I can remember how to do it. As always, socials out there, Spotify, where you get all our podcasts on Spotify. And it's probably the easiest, best way to get the podcast, to be completely honest. Uploaded, obviously, on a SoundCloud, but Spotify is the most easiest, best way to get them. And most people use Spotify.
Really, everybody's got it.
Now. Well, I'm starting to use that anyway. So, it's because of one glaring one. And pages. You want to rip through the pages? Because I might forget the page.
Don't be forgetting the page. We're on Facebook. That's pretty easy to find. The Final Play Podcast. That's pretty easy. Twitter. We're at Final Play Pod. So you can check us out on there. We put all the links up to podcasts and stuff on Twitter and also on Facebook. We also put up, you know, all sorts of stories and stupid pictures and things that I steal off the internet on the Facebook page as well. So you can sort of keep up to date with the stuff that we cover, like the NBA, the NRL, the NFL. So you can check us out. Yeah, Facebook and Twitter. We're on SoundCloud as well. If you don't like Spotify and like SoundCloud as well, so you can check us out on there. Same sort of thing. Just search for Final Play Podcast. And like Jay said, Spotify, everybody's got it. Once the pods are uploaded, they go straight onto Spotify. So if you follow us on there, you'll get, you know, they're on your playlist instantly. So also, what you can do is check us out on Gimco. So gimko.com.au. They're always big supporters of ours. All of our podcasts are on their forum section. So you can check us out on there and, check out Eureka Sports Cards as well on Facebook. Just search Eureka Sports Cards and you can check out all their stuff on there, AFL, Major League Baseball, NFL. There's still 11 spots in the kickoff break for the NFL. So check that out. It's $135 a pop, which might be a little bit steep for some people, but there's a lot of stuff in there. Some really nice products. They've got Gold Standard in there, which I always, I love Gold Standard. Comes in a little cardboard gold bar as you open up the box, so that's kind of cool. But some really good stuff there from 2021 and 2022. So check out that. That's listed on Gimco. Gimco's on Facebook as well. GIMKO. So check those guys out. You can get into your fanatical card breaking action. So check those guys out. Yeah, they're always good to us. So we're good to them. And it's all positivity. So yeah, check those guys out.
My name's Jason, dejected by Miles Smith. After
look, you've got too just, much no, expectation no. on the Cowboys.
No, I don't. I actually don't. I also didn't think they were going to get smashed in the entire division. But that's okay. I'm still staying dejected.
I don't think they'll get smashed for the entire division. But
you literally said that division.
Not by the entire division. I just said Philadelphia's going to do
it.
You said
the Eagles will run away with it.
Yeah,
Eagles
that's right.
Run away with it.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm dejected from it.
Yeah. Good for you. Oh, Miles, got no expectation on the Saints plum, so
God, no expectations.
that's how you get out of those things.
Well, good point. I picked the Eagles. As I said, hard Cowboys head Eagles. They just have a better team than we do right now. At least they know how to invest money properly.
If you put money on with your heart, then you will lose 98.72% of the time. So you're just throwing your money away. You got to be smart about certain things.
Well, I've gone head and heart, you know, just to finish off head and heart for the game I'm coming up to in Towns when I'm picking up the Cowboys for the win.
Ooh, well, we'll see. It's all action stations up here at the moment. All action stations up here. I'd like to be owning a motel right now.
As I said, it's probably action stations out there because there's no hotels that you can get a room for. So you
that's right. We'll have people sleeping in the street after Saturday night.
All right. Have a good week, everyone.
All right. See ya.